Sources in the Egyptian army say Cairo is planning to impose a buffer zone along its border with the Gaza Strip. The 10-kilometer zone starts at the Rafah border crossing and ends at the Mediterranean Sea. Egyptian residents living close to the Gaza border have already received eviction notices. Meanwhile, army bulldozers have uprooted trees in the border area. The move comes as Egypt attempts to assert more stringent control over the largely lawless northern Sinai Peninsula. Now, this has sparked concerns about the future of the Gaza Strip, which has been under Israeli siege for years. The Rafah border crossing with Egypt serves as a lifeline for Gaza's population. Quickly turning to Cairo now, joined by Press TV's correspondent Karim Kamal Adin. Karim, great to see you. Well, Karim, fill us in on the latest situation with this now, as far as that the Egyptians are trying to create a buffer zone.
Yes, Marzia, as the volatile Sinai Peninsula continues to suffer from lawlessness and also insecurity since the ouster of former dictator Hosni Mubarak in 2011, the military and the Ministry of Interior have launched several joint offensives to bring an end to the state of chaos and insecurity that has been taking place in Sinai. And even though the military has launched the so-called offensive, the Eagle Operation. And they have also announced that they have arrested several suspects and criminals involved in the attacks, in the continuous attacks on security checkpoints. And also the military has announced that they have detained four of those who were involved in killing of the 25 Egyptian conscripts who were killed in the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula in the city of Al-Arish. So many observers, Marzia, believe that this state of lawlessness and chaos will prevail in Sinai as long as the government and the officials are neglecting and marginalizing this area. And many are saying that it is extremely underdeveloped, and that also the residents of the area are suffering from limited resources and from also a high rate of unemployment. So the observers assert that as long as the government is neglecting and that as long as the Sinai Peninsula is underdeveloped, the state of chaos and insecurity will continue to prevail unless the interim government or those in those holding the executive power will make tangible efforts exert a lot of effort to develop the area and to bring an end to the state of chaos.
Well, Karim, let's look at this also as far as the effect that it could possibly have on Gaza itself, if you can hear me. The effect, because that is the area that basically is a connection to lifeline for residents of the Gaza Strip. How is this likely to affect that lifeline?
Can you repeat the last part of the question, Marzia, please?
The buffer that the Egyptian government is proposing in that area, how is it likely now to affect the residents of the Gaza Strip, as that is the center of their lifeline?
Yes, the closure of the Rafah border and the limitations that the Egyptian government has put forth for the entrance and departure of Palestinians from the Palestinian territory into Egypt is causing or is an obstacle, a major obstacle in front of of the Palestinians, as well as also the closure tunnels by the Egyptian army has also negatively affected the Palestinians on the other side that have rely on getting the basic commodities as well as also medicine and other other necessities through the Egyptian border. This is causing them extreme frustration. And
all right, Karim, I'm so sorry. We're out of time. I appreciate you so much for being with us out of Cairo, Karim. Thank you so much. Gamal Adin out of Cairo, Press TV's correspondent there. Now.